This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Finally, some good news after this past election. We won another Senate seat in Mississippi. That brings us up to 53-47. Republicans in very nice control of the United States Senate by 6 votes. We're not requiring, when it was 51-49, you had to worry about losing Collins or Murkowski at any time. If you wanted a conservative judge approved, if you wanted the next Supreme Court judge approved, if you wanted the next attorney general approved, all of those are under the authority of the United States Senate. Now you got a 53-47 lead. It's literally a 6-vote lead, and you're not worried about losing one or two. If you lose both Murkowski and Collins, instead of 53-47, now you still have 51-49. So we've got some breathing room. Don't forget, when it's high, you've always got the vice president to come in. We can breathe. A sigh of relief. The United States Senate is in firm Republican control. Also breathe a sigh of relief. Great day today in the Dow, up 617 points. Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, gave a speech today and indicated that interest rate increases may now be stopping or slowing. We may be exactly where we need to be, and that made Wall Street just cheer and glow. And so the market was up 617 points and the best 3 days since 2016. So a great day, great changes. And Trump got in Jay Powell's head. He told Jerome Powell again and again. He tweeted out that you're destroying the stock market. You're destroying the economy. You don't know what you're doing. And all of a sudden, Powell changed his tune. But in any case, big win in Mississippi, big win in the stock market. And another big win, Nancy Pelosi wins her party's nod for Speaker of the House. Why do I say that's a big win? Because Trump was rooting for it, and I was rooting for it. Every conservative talk show in America should be rooting for it, because Nancy Pelosi, you know, it's like Trump's the greatest gift that ever happened to Saturday Night Live and to all these late-night comedians. Nancy Pelosi is the greatest gift to ever happen to conservative talk radios like Wayne Allyn Root. Nancy Pelosi will be the butt of our jokes for the next 2 years. Trump urged her on. Trump celebrated her. Trump said she earned it. Trump said she has to be the next speaker. Don't fight with her. And the liberals listened, and it was the greatest trap of all time. Now we're going to all turn around and just taunt her and rip her to shreds and use her as the poster girl for why the Democratic Party is a complete horrible failure for America. All right, so lots of good news to start the show today. Let's now get to my interview earlier today with the great Bill O'Reilly right now. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly, 16 years in a row, number one in cable news, and the big runaway bestseller, Killing the SS. You can find it at bookstores near you or Amazon.com. It is a wonderful book. Take it from me, personal endorsement from Wayne Root, and it is number one on your list for Christmas, Killing the SS. Bill O'Reilly, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Wayne.
So the federal budget's deadline is December 7th. Ironically, if I'm right, is that Pearl Harbor Day? That seems kind of apt.
Yeah.
Immigration is the... I hope our ships aren't going down. Immigration is a big issue on that date, December 7th. The president wants $5 billion to get jump-started on his wall. Will he shut the government down on December 7th?
Well, nobody knows for sure, and these things change hourly, but certainly he doesn't have a political component to stop him like he did with the midterm elections and some of the other things that had reached that point of, well, we might shut down if you don't do this. With immigration being dominant in the news cycle and most Americans supporting a tougher stance on the southern border, according to all the polls, this is a good time for President Trump to say, look, you either give me the money,
yes,
all right, to protect Americans, that's how he'll frame it, or we're not going to, I'm not going to sign the budget. So do or die. And that way the Democrats are put in a very tough position because they'd have to answer, well, we don't want to protect the nation. You know, that's how the Republicans would frame it. So I think there's a good chance that come December 7th, there will be a showdown.
I agree. General Motors. Now, I'm the ultimate libertarian, right? I'm a free market guy. I think government should stay out of businesses' way. But on the other hand, this one's a little difficult issue because government bailed out General Motors. So being that we, the taxpayers, saved General Motors, now they announced they're laying off American workers. Should Trump be threatening General Motors, Bill O'Reilly?
Only if there's more government subsidies in play. So I'm not sure what the deal is. General Motors never paid us back, us, we the taxpayers, for all the money that President Obama pumped into that country to keep it from folding when the recession hit way back in 2001. Not 2008. Time goes fast.
Eight, yeah.
2008. So GM never paid us back the full amount. That's an issue. So I'm not sure how the government and that private company are intertwined, but if there is a debt on the part of GM, and if these layoffs aren't absolutely necessary, then I think President Trump should get involved.
All right. And by the way, there was, I think, a recession in 2001, if my memory serves me. So you were kind of right. It was 1 and 8, right? There was a stock market crash in 2000. And then in 2001, we had 9/11, and things were pretty bad for a while. So we were in a lot of trouble. All right. The president is attending the G20 summit tomorrow. He's meeting with China's president and Russia's president, Mr. Putin, of course. Two important meetings with a lot at stake. Number one, can President Trump bring home a trade deal? With this guy said some drama. I kind of think it might happen. He'll just blow away the whole nation and come up with a trade deal. And how far will he push to Vladimir Putin is the other question.
Well, I don't know if that Putin meeting is going to take place. As you know, the Russians have been very bellicose, word of the day, toward Ukraine. kidnapped some of their sailors. And, you know, a generally saber-rattling situation. So Trump is threatening not to meet with Putin. So it's entirely possible that that would happen. I think the only way Trump meets with Putin is if the Trump administration is assured that Putin will do some kind of walk back from the confrontation with Ukraine. I agree with you that it's likely there will be a positive economic announcement with China from this summit.
Mm-hmm.
See, these things are always determined ahead of time. It's not like they just decide that day, all right? There's always back channel, and they kind of know how it's going to go down. So I think the odds are there will be some kind of positive news coming out of Argentina.
Yeah, Trump's a reality TV show producer, right? Celebrity Apprentice, one of the biggest of all time. He understands drama.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know,
there'll be a lot of drama.
I know Argentina real well for two reasons. Killing the SS, the Argentine government harbored horrible Nazi killers for money. The Peronins were, that's Evita, were bribed. And I covered the Falkland War from Buenos Aires and Montevideo, Uruguay. And I know the town, and I know that President Trump would never go there unless there was something in it for him. That's what's going on.
All right, I expect some big news. And by the way, I love your word of the day, bellicose. You and I are both kind of grumpy New Yorkers. We're both bellicose, too. It's not just Putin.
At times.
So it's good work. At times, at times. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root with the great Bill O'Reilly. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root back. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Great stuff, as always. Filling up the phone lines, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. A little housekeeping. If you like this show and you want to hear 3 hours a day of Wayne Root on the radio, all you have to do is tune into usaradio.com. usaradio.com, click on the button that says Listen Live Now, and boom, you're listening to Wayne Root. 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, and 3 to 6 afternoon drive on the West Coast. Right at usaradio.com. You can find all my commentaries at rootforamerica.com, my website, root, R-O-O-T, foramerica.com. You can email me anytime, wainroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I've started to hear from over 1,000 of you a week. It's kind of amazing and overwhelming, but gratifying and wonderful. And I try and read every single email, and I answer many of them. And if you want to tell Newsmax how much you enjoy the show, just contact them, war@newsmax.com. I don't read those. Newsmax gets them. war@newsmax.com. Let them know you'd like to see more of Wayne Allyn Root and more of this show. And last but not least, you can find me at Twitter. It is Real Wayne Root, @RealWayneRoot, R-E-A-L, like Real Donald Trump, Real James Woods, and Real Wayne Root at Twitter. All right, a couple things I wanted to get out here about, you know, how fraudulent the media is. Trump all the time says how fraudulent the media is. Well, they are. The Obama administration used tear gas on migrants far more often than Trump. You know, the media went crazy the other day, cuckoo, like cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. They went nuts because Trump used tear gas, and it wasn't true. It's like Trump stands there. The Trump administration, I guess, ordered tear gas used. He ordered that they could use it to defend themselves at the border. Rocks and projectiles were being hurled at them. They used tear gas. And it turns out, even though the media went nuts and Trump is a Nazi again and Hitler again, the most horrible person that ever lived, during the Obama administration, tear gas was used on the border 26 times in 2012, 27 times in 2013, 15 times in 2014, 8 times in 2015, 3 times in 2016. That compares to so far about 40 times during the Trump administration. And they never said a word. Just like when Trump separated kids at the border, moms and kids, he's worse than the world. Obama did it 1,000 times more. No one ever said a word. The media is a con game. The media is a fraud. The media is in conspiracy with the Democratic Party. The media is the Democratic Party. Their whole goal is lie, lie, lie. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You get the truth here. Raw truth at the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at that. 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804. War now!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. As Ed Sullivan would say, really big show. Those of you who need help with the IRS, man, I've got the perfect answer for you. And by the way, you should write this number down, even if you don't need help with the IRS now, because you will tomorrow, next month, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You will need it, and you'll go, wow, I saved it on my cell phone. I saved it on my computer. It's the law offices of Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group. When the IRS came after me under the Obama administration, they tried to destroy my life. The whole U.S. government was aligned against me. The whole United States IRS against me. The commissioner of the IRS against me. We believe, at this point, Lois Lerner was in charge of my case, trying to destroy me and take me down. And I guarantee you it was the orders of Obama and Valerie Jarrett. I guarantee you. Judicial Watch took my case, and we proved it was an act of political vengeance, an act of targeting, an act of intimidation, an act of persecution. And yet I won not once but twice because the guy representing me was Sam Landis. So if he could represent me and take on the whole U.S. government, the whole IRS, and Lois Lerner and the IRS commissioner, can you imagine what he could do for you? So here's the deal. I convinced him. I lobbied him that he should do the same thing for everybody because he was a huge fan of mine, Sam Landis, and he said, I'm going to charge you like one-tenth of what I normally charge people. So instead of a $100,000 bill, my bill was tiny. He saved my life. He's my hero, Sam Landis. And so I said, can't you do that for everybody? And so he did. This just started on Monday. His firm's developed a program that could solve most tax problems, most IRS problems, for a monthly fee of $190. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. And all you do is call them, and you get a free consultation protected by attorney-client privilege. And so it's your choice. You want to use them, you don't want to use them. It's $190 a month. 1-800-934-3578. 1-800-934-3578. Or easy to remember, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog. If you try and take on the IRS by yourself or with just your accountant, you need the law offices of Sam Landis. The guy is the greatest. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU or their website, WEHELPYOU.com. We help you, the letter U.com. All right, so We're taking calls. I see we have a full deck. We'll start taking them for the whole second half of the show. You got to hear how insane liberals are. Australia is putting up gay traffic signals. Australia is putting up gay traffic signals after his big vote last year to legalize gay marriage. This is from Fox News in Australia. Walking same-sex couple signals were installed in green pedestrian lights in the suburb of Australia's capital earlier this month as part of an initiative to recognize the diversity of the community, the Canberra Times reported. Malcolm Snow, chief executive officer of the City Renewal Authority, said 8 green pedestrian lights were installed as part of a project in the northern suburb of Canberra. This first location was selected because Braddon has distinctively been the place of celebration for the LGBTQ community of Canberra. And so now they put, instead of a man and a woman walking across the street with a child, it's a man and a woman with a woman. This is the insanity of liberalism. It's just incredible. How about this one? A Berkeley professor wants to end student evaluation of professors because they've always done this evaluation, and guess what happened? White male teachers got the highest score. So he says if that's the case, it's got to be racism, and to create diversity, we have to eliminate allowing students to score the teachers. You're not going to be allowed to say anymore whether you like the teachers, because when we gave you the right to say if you like the teachers, you liked men more than women, you like white males more than other groups, more than women or blacks or Latinos or gays or whatever else you had as your determining factor, it was white males who came out ahead, so we can't use that metric anymore, because God forbid white males might come out ahead. It's got to be corrupt. It's got to be racism, and it won't help diversity. So the whole thing, I've said this in the beginning, diversity. See, I'm a guy, I love diversity. It's great. If you could show me that black people, Hispanic people, white people, orange people, green people, I don't care what color you are, green people from Mars, if you could show me that you perform the best, I'd give you the job. And, you know, if you gave me, I'm Jewish, if you gave me 20 job applicants, 19 of them were Jewish, and one was Muslim, and the Muslim was the best salesman, and I could make a ton of money off hiring the best salesman, I'd hire the Muslim 1,000 out of 1,000 times. Even though I'm Jewish, I would turn down the 19 Jewish job applicants because they weren't as good salesmen as the Muslim applicant, or the black applicant, or the Latino applicant, or the gay lesbian applicant. Heck, I'll have an entire room full of lesbian saleswomen. If you could sell more for me than the white males, I'm hiring you tomorrow. Diversity is great as long as you're number one, as long as you're good at what you do. But that's not what diversity is. Diversity is hire someone because they're gay, because they're lesbian, because they're black, because they're Muslim, because they're transgender. Hire them and don't worry about the consequences. Only government can get away with that. In the private sector, I want the best person for the job. And if the best person is white and straight and male, then it should be 100 out of 100 hire the white straight male. Whoever's the best gets the job. That's a conservative thing with common sense. We'll be right back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Capitol Hill to brief Senate lawmakers on the matter regarding Jamal Khashoggi's murder. Defense Secretary Mattis says there's still no indication that the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in the murder of Khashoggi.
We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
President Trump is set to discuss trade with the Chinese leader at the G20 summit in Argentina this weekend. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the United States should defend our trade policies.
We're free traders, but we're fair traders. We have to be treated with the same respect. I think talking about partnerships with these nations, strengthening our partnerships, but saying there's a cost to this partnership, which is you have to do your part as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. Cinegenics is a warrior, by the way. Man, they went to war with me and my body, and they crafted it into shape. They beat me into shape. Synagenics was founded in 1997, so it's 21 years old. They're a clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging. They've got anti-aging clinics all over the United States. The main one happens to be in Las Vegas, where I live. They're now the sponsor of both my national radio show and this national TV show on Newsmax TV. But they are amazing. They're a proven scientific approach, custom-tailored. They use it for each individual, custom-tailored. And boy, did they score big with Wayne Allen Root, because I eat more than I've ever eaten because of their training. I eat the right foods, and I exercise less than I've ever exercised. And again, people keep asking, well, I don't understand. How do you eat more than you've ever eaten? You drop weight. How do you exercise less than you've ever exercised, and you've gained muscle? How is that possible? And the answer is, because I'm doing the right kind of exercise, and I'm eating the right kind of food. They taught me how to eat in such a way. I basically eat protein all day long, protein shakes, protein bars, lots of meat, lots of eggs, lots of chicken, lots of turkey, lots of fish, all day long. Throw in a few vegetables, throw in some frozen grapes, and I'm the happiest guy in the world. I eat all day long. I mean, I just graze, you know, an animal. I just graze and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and I work out 30 minutes a day, and I used to work out 2 hours a day. And I'm in the best shape of my life. Under this suit, I'm like Popeye the Sailor Man. Thank you, Synagenics. And you've set back the aging clock by 10 to 15 years. So for all of you who want the same type of treatment as Wayne Root, I call it the Wayne Root lube job. You know, pull up the hood, give me tune my engine, and give me an oil change. They did it for me, and I feel and look 10 to 15 years younger. You know, you're watching on TV. Free, no obligation consultation. Get on the phone with them. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Toll free. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Or register at Cenegenics.com. C-E-N-E and then Genics. G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Thank you, Cenegenics. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Dennis in Oklahoma on line 4. Dennis on Oklahoma. You're on with Wayne Allen Root. What's on your mind, Dennis?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm maybe taking the future a little bit too far, but I'm thinking past post-Trump. We're going to have to find somebody right now to take his place, or these Democrats are going to take it. I mean, you know, Trump's out there swinging in the wind. He don't have a job. He ain't getting paid. He's just, you know what I mean? We need to take up a GoFundMe for President Trump, because he's just doing this for nothing for all of us.
He's a pit bull, man. He's a pit bull. So you got to find another pit bull. So any thoughts on who the next pit bull might be?
I don't know. Maybe his son won't be old enough. He's got to be 35 to be the president, but we got to get ready now.
Well, his son Barron won't be old enough, but his son Donald Trump Jr. will be old enough, and he's fantastic. Matter of fact, he came to Vegas to campaign a couple times here, and I had a chance to spend quality time with him both times, and I really like him. So who knows? Maybe Donald Trump Jr. will be the next guy. Maybe Eric Trump is another one who's over 35, you know, another son. So don't worry about Barron. He's quite a few years off.
Yeah, I know, but he's such a serious young man. You know, maybe he'll be the president in 2050 or something.
Exactly.
I'll be long gone, but you know.
And it doesn't have to be a relative of Trump. I mean, look, there's some guys out there who I think can get the job done.
No,
but you're right. It's I don't think.
Exactly.
By the way, I love Vice President Pence.
I'm exactly conservative.
Hey, by the way, I love
Trump's
Vice President Pence, but I don't think he's the next president.
Yeah,
right? He can't do what Trump does.
I need to get prepared. Because we're under assault from everything in the world, the rhinos, the Russians, the whatever. You know, we're being attacked from every direction.
I'm with you. Forget about a woman candidate like Hillary. By that time, by 2024, you know, it's probably going to be like a half black, half Hispanic, transgender. If that'll be our candidate on the Democratic side, we'll be running against a transgender or a gender fluid candidate. On any given day, it's male or woman, and it changes back and forth. That's probably what we'll be running against 2024. We better have a damn good candidate to fight. And by the way, I'm writing a commentary now. The reason Republicans need to be great salesmen and women, but in general, salesmen, is because it's a lot harder to sell conservatism than liberalism. You know, conservatism is you got to work hard, you got to earn it, you got to achieve it. We don't care about the color of your skin. We don't care how much you complain. You got to earn it. And we're not going to give everybody welfare. We want small government. Liberals are like, free contraception, free phones, free shoes, free clothes, free apartments, free cars, free money, free food, free education, free health care. It's all free. Well, you don't have to be a good salesman to sell that. So we need great salesmen. Trump is one of the best salesmen of all time. And so you need a great salesman to sell conservatism. And the liberals, they just give stuff away free. All right, Dennis, thank you for the call. Let's take Patty in California on line three. Patty, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call. I needed to vent. we out here in California are definitely the forgotten people. There are a lot of Trump supporters out here, and our voices are just being stifled. My number one issue all along had been the wall, but it has been knocked into second place. We've got to get our voting under control.
Right.
They're absolutely cheating. There is
right.
no way. They got caught in Florida, but it was just ridiculous, all the Democrats that won that had no business winning.
In Orange County, California, that was the big one where the cheating went on. I mean, come on, Orange County is still, even though it's become more.
But we don't have, who do we have watching that? We have the Democrats keeping an eye on it.
Right.
So, I mean, we have nothing to say. We have nothing to do.
No, I'm with you. You know, you watch my show every night. You know, all I ever talk about is massive voter fraud. Democrats are stealing elections all over this country, and nobody's doing anything about it, including President Trump, by the way. Now, let's hope that I'm wrong. Let's hope Trump's doing something secretly about it, and I don't know. But as of now,
I sure hope so.
Yeah.
We don't have any shot at getting any of his agenda done unless we deal with this. When
right.
we tried to deal with it before, everybody threw a fit. Oh, you can't take a look at the voter roster. I just bought some cold medicine and had to show my ID.
Right.
What are the illegals doing for cold medicine?
They're showing their ID. They've got it. Believe me, they got ID. Well, that's the problem.
I
we
know
gave
they
them
do.
ID in California and in my home state of Nevada, where I'm doing this show right now. They get driver's licenses even though they're illegal. You're not allowed to ask them if they're illegal. Then they use the driver's license
exactly.
to vote. It's the whole point.
And then here, they automatically register them to vote when they have driver's licenses.
Right.
And plus, when they go to... I barely know the difference between a municipal vote and the nationwide vote. Do you think that the illegals that are okay to vote in San Francisco really understand that they're not okay to vote in a national election? No
of way. Course not. Of course. Well, first of all, they're only allowed to vote in a local election is what they say, but that's not the truth. They've been voting for years
right.
in federal elections, for years. And that's the reason we lost. That's what's got... Look, California was the most Republican red state under Ronald Reagan as governor. And before that, it was Richard Nixon as governor. It was the land that... Well, he was... Actually, Nixon wasn't governor, was he? He was senator, I believe. But it was the land of Nixon and Reagan, and it was Republican red. And somehow, California's become the bluest, deep blue of any state in America. And why is that? Because they opened the borders, they let in millions of illegals and millions of legal foreigners. The state's filled with foreigners and illegals, a mixture of the two, none of whom have the values of Americans, none of whom give a hoot about the United States Constitution, and they let them outvote us. And that's the formula Democrats have for the entire United States of America, and Trump is the person that was elected to stop it by building the wall and extreme vetting and everything else you got to do, more border agents, more ICE agents, deport the bad guys. We elected him for all those reasons, end chain migration, end birthright citizenship. We elected him to end all of that stuff. But also, voter ID like Mexico has. If it's good enough for Mexico, it should be good enough for us. Thumbprint and
yep.
photo, and it's issued by the government. And if you don't have it, you can't vote. Simple as that. All right, thank you for the call, Patty. We got Joe in New York on line four. Joe, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just wanted to make a comment. I wanted to express my frustration with these rhinos in Congress, particularly, and most. This is in the Senate, the Jeff Flake. You know, we have a gang of thugs trying to storm the border, throwing rocks and assaulting our border guards. And what is his priority? It's to introduce a bill to protect Robert Mueller. And, I mean, where are his priorities?
Well, Flake's a bad guy. Flake's not a good guy. Come on. Flake is not on our team. Neither was John McCain on our team. Come on, that's why they gave him the greatest funeral send-off in the history of the world, because he was a plant for the Democratic Party. He was a guy with a very bitter end, did everything to screw over his own voters who elected him in Arizona. John McCain, to the very end, screwed everybody over. I never bothered to debate whether he was a hero in war. Great, call him a war hero. That's wonderful. You flew a jet. You got shot down. That makes you a hero. You were tortured. That makes you a hero. Great, set that aside. As a Republican conservative in a Republican conservative red state of Arizona, you were elected to be a Republican conservative. You were elected to kill Obamacare. When the vote came up for Obamacare, what did you do? You killed the repeal of Obamacare so you could get vengeance against Donald Trump, who was elected president when you couldn't be elected president. You were the loser against Obama, and Trump was the winner, and you were so bitter, John McCain, that in the very end, you lose your entire reputation and went against your own voters. Terrible, terrible thing. So Jeff Flake's the same thing. Jeff Flake is hated. John McCain at the end was universally hated by every Republican in Arizona. Well, so is Jeff Flake. Completely hated. Despised. He's a bad dude, man. Very bad. He is not even a moderate Democrat. He's basically a liberal. Hiding in Republican clothing. And that's why he had to step down. That's why he didn't run for re-election. Because his approval rating among Republicans was like zero. He was despised in his own state. Same with Bob Corker in Tennessee. There's a reason why Trump's so popular with the Republicans. He does what he says, and the things he says are the things we believe in. Common sense. Pro-business. Save America. America first. American workers first. American jobs first. Thank you. We'll be right back. War now. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now! Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. ECI Development is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Everywhere you look, the U.S. is on the brink of chaos. Whether it's Democrats stealing elections, whether it's regular people being accosted in Portland streets by Antifa, whether it's people threatening the President of the United States with assassination, whether it's professors saying that you can't have student evaluations anymore because the evaluations at ultra-liberal commie Berkeley show the students like the white male professors the most, therefore we got to ruin the entire system. It's just chaos everywhere in the United States, whether it's people threatening the impeachment of the president. Will you be ready to protect your family if things go bad in this country? If you need to take refuge outside the U.S., where will you go? You got to have a safe place to land. Set up your plan B right now and get residency abroad. The number one place in the world to get a second residency is Panama. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Find out how. Request this free guide to second residences around the world so you can be prepared. The first 50 respondents also receive Planting Your Flag in Panama handbook for free. Go to listentowayne.com. Listentowayne.com. It's not me. It's not my company. I don't make a penny on it. That's the website name they chose so that they would get your attention on this show, Wayne Root Show. Listentowayne.com or call the following toll-free number, 800-290-3028. 800-290-3028. All right, let's take some calls. Let's take Tony in Long Island on line two. Tony, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight, Tony?
Well, I got a thought that if we could ever get on the ballot, put on the ballot for 2020, for the people to vote for term limits. I know they would vote for term limits, and that'll clear the field for years to come. What do you think?
Well, you know, the problem is that you say put on the ballot. There's no national ballot. You're talking about a state-by-state effort. So you're talking about 50 states, you know, put it on the ballot. Not all of them even allow ballot initiatives. So I have no idea how that would work. I don't have the slightest idea. What, you know, what if you get it in one state? That'd be good. I'm for it in any state. But I think Trump needs to do it on executive order. That's my opinion, Tony.
Well,
it's too over. It's too wieldy, overwhelming. It's too, you know, difficult to get 50 different states to agree on something. And some liberal states like California wrote Rhode Island, Hawaii, Massachusetts will never agree. You need federal national voter ID. It's got nothing to do with the state. It's got to be federal, in my opinion.
Well, can the president order that?
I have no idea. I know the president could say anything he wants in executive order, and then they could take him to court, and the Supreme Court can decide if he can order that. That's all you have to do. What could the president do what Obama did? Obama used executive order to basically legalize millions of illegals, and then it went to court. It all got frozen by a judge, and it went to court, and it never happened. So my point is Trump could do it, and we'll see what the Supreme Court says about it. Simple as that. You know, as simple as that. That's what I would do.
I think it's worth a try.
Yeah, it's worth a try. All right, Tony, thank you for the call. Let's take John in New Jersey. He disagrees with me about illegals in California. Go ahead, John. The floor is yours, my friend.
Well, I think it's not that there aren't immigration issues in California, but I think your premise earlier said that you thought that the reason that the state changed from blue to red to blue,
red to blue, yeah,
because of immigration. And if that was the case, then, you know, there's ideological change that take place in the country. Did you realize that the South, for many, many years, it was strictly Democrat? So how do you justify that that's turned Republican? Things change. Ideological concepts change. Immigration may have had a part of that, but you can't argue both sides of the coin. How do you explain why the South has turned Republican? And on the other hand, say California switched to Democrat.
No, because I know so many people in California who are Republican, bright red, you know, loyal Republicans in Orange County, in Palm Springs. I have Republican friends all over California, in Riverside County. Lots of Republicans. They all tell me everyone they know is a Republican. They're just being outvoted by illegals. I'm just telling you, I lived there many years, what people are saying.
There's no doubt there's still a strong Republican arm out there, but the state has changed. The demographics have changed. Ideologically, people have changed. You know, I work at California for about most of the people I work with have a Democratic or a more liberal point of view. That doesn't mean that everybody is liberal, but, you know, my argument to you is that you can't see immigration as the sole reason that the state has changed.
No, but I can tell you the voter fraud is going on.
How did the South change that?
John, I'm telling you the voter fraud is going on all over the country with illegals voting. I got the emails, excuse me, the texts on my phone to prove it. I mean, I don't know if you watch my show every night, but I've been talking about this for weeks. I got on the list. Democrats thought they were taunting me by putting me on the list of all the Democratic organizations in the state of Nevada that were trying to get the vote out. And I got the text saying you're going to be deported if you don't vote against the Republican ticket. If you don't vote Democrat, they're going to throw you out of the country, rip you away from your family, and deport you. If you vote for us, we're going to give you EBT cards, welfare, food stamps. I got the proof on my phone, and I wrote about it in my column. You don't think illegals are voting by the millions? They are. And that's how California was changed dramatically. Am I saying there's no regular native-born Californians who are liberal? Of course not. There's lots of them. It's Hollywood is in California. San Francisco's in California. Lots of regular old-fashioned folks are liberal in California. I'm not debating that. I'm telling you the way they flipped the state, just like they flipped Nevada, with illegals, not with regular old-fashioned native-born American liberals. Illegals. And I see it on my phone. They demand you vote multiple times or you will be deported. Otherwise, you got to vote Democrat. That's the message. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. God bless.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.